Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, so that grace may abound? By no means. How shall we, who are dead to sin, live any longer in it? Do you not know that so many of us as were baptized into Yahshua the Messiah were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, so that as the Messiah was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is nailed with him to the torture stake, so that the body of sin may be destroyed, so that from now on we should not serve sin. For he who was dead is freed from sin. Now if we are dead with the Messiah, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that the Messiah, being raised from the dead, dies no more, death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died to sin once, but in that he lives to Elohim. Likewise reckon yourselves also to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to Elohim through Yahshua the Messiah our Master. Do not let sin therefore reign in your mortal body, so that you should obey it in its lusts. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but yield yourselves to Elohim, as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to Elohim. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under the grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under the grace? By no means. Do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves servants in obedience, you are his servants whom you obey, whether of sin to death, or of obedience to righteousness? But Elohim be thanked, that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, to work iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness to work holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit did you have then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin, and having become servants of Elohim, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Elohim is eternal life, through Yahshua the Messiah our Master.